Forward Observations by Fred Early. When they formed the 6th Marine Division in September 1944, the Joint Assault Signal Unit needed a telephone men. So I made my application, and they came and got me, and started training me as a forward observer. A forward observer radios people aboard the ship way down in the ocean, and then they fire the guns where you tell them to fire. It was a huge responsibility. Many times you really wondered if you were doing the right thing. The officer would give you a target, and you worked out the coordinates, and the guns were firing so big that if you got within 200 yards, it was considered a direct hit. If you were off a little bit, it would not only blow you up, but blow anybody up within 200 yards. When those big guns go off, the time you heard the blast, it has already passed you and exploded. There wasn't a chance to redirect what you had done. Then you would sit there and look with your binoculars and say, up 200, or right 200, and whether directions you want them to move. That was your job as a forward observer, and you're responsible for many, many a person. Sometimes on those little islands over there, when the shells were going over your head, you would think it was going to jerk your helmet off. You would wonder, boy, did I do it now? Did I go too low? But if you worked it out and hit your target there, it was kind of a joy, an experience made you thankful you could do this kind of thing. I would hesitate today to take a hold of such a responsibility. I don't think I could handle it. As a forward observer, even though I was a member of the Marine Corps, I was technically a member of the Navy and under their jurisdiction. They do that because they don't want to have a forward observer telling people to fire on a mission without being part of the Navy personnel. So I got to know the Navy guys that fired the guns. It was important to go out and meet the man who is going to be talking to you on the radio when you fire a mission. The man I worked with from the battleship Pennsylvania said, if I know some way of identifying you, and I can be sure you are who you say you are, I can fire that mission much quicker, and it might save lives. If they knew you, they would feel better about firing a mission for you. They would let me go aboard ship and visit, and guess what thing I remember the most? I tried to talk them out of a big old dish of ice cream, because we couldn't get any when we were on the islands. Even though I was a Marine, I was under the jurisdiction of the Navy, and they were in charge of my sea bag. Well, they managed to lose it on 3 different occasions. Seemed like they were always losing my sea bag. While they said I was attached to the Navy, I wasn't sure if I was attached to the Navy or just detached from everybody else. When you came back to your home base and your sea bag is missing, you've lost your clothes, you've lost all your records, your mailing address, your Bible, everything. You would get it back eventually, but it sure didn't mess you up while you was gone. I carried a picture of Jan and a little Bible in my shirt pocket the whole time I was overseas. I got to go aboard the flagship one day and see Admiral Halsey. I was lucky, I guess, in a way to come from a little old town and see many men who are now in storybooks, men who took command of the Marine Corps. There's something about being a forward observer. There's something about being a forward observer that those in command don't want you out of their sight. You are their boy, you know. Where's my forward observer? They'd say. You didn't wander off very far because they'd be hollering for you. And when they went somewhere, you went too. If they did something, they wanted this group to be with them, kind of like the movie stars do. They were leaders, and they wanted to have a bunch of people around them all the time. It was quite an experience.